Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
I cannot believe it has been an entire year since I had these two sitting next to me in studio. First of all, I want to say a very happy 21st birthday to Chateau Gateau. And sitting with me this morning, marketing manager Anna Kelly and marketing director Malcolm Lyle. Welcome!
Yay, thank you, Kerry.
It's so nice to be here, Kerry.
Happy birthday!
Thank you so much.
I mean, it's been a great year.
What does someone get a 21-year-old who has everything? So I realized the reason that I had you here is many fold to this whole story, but what I love is that Chateau Gateau is turning 21 and you are really giving back. Like, you are giving us gifts for your birthday. So again, congratulations on a whole year. How's that year gone for you guys? Have you noticed a huge difference?
It's been the most amazing year. The responses that we've had from our customers just been phenomenal. They love what the packaging looks like. They love what it stands for. And, you know, it's incredible because our previous packaging was so iconic. I mean, whenever you saw anybody with our old packaging, you knew immediately from the other side of the mall, you know, that there was a treat in store. And our customers have really embraced the change. There really has been no negativity and just real joy and pleasure in the look, the feel and the functionality of the new box.
And I think all the worries we had about survival with the cakes, it's just unfounded. They've survived amazingly well.
And I don't want to put you on the spot here, Malcolm, but you said to me a year ago that the packaging was to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
So now, is there anything else that's happened?
So we spoke about straws.
Yeah.
Because that's the big, big no-no. Straws are much more difficult than cake boxes, and so it's taken a long time. We are absolutely delighted to say that we've been in biodegradable straws now for about 6 months.
Wow.
And they've gone down really well. What we've also done in the stores is persuaded people to not use lids. The training of the managers has been exactly for that, to persuade someone not to use the lid unless they need it. And we've seen a reduction of 75% in the use of lids. So really, people don't need to use a lid unless they're driving somewhere and they're trying to stop the coffee slopping. But yeah, that's also been a great initiative. And then we've also done away with plastic bags in the stores.
You know, that is, this is actually a dream come true. So the Sunflower Fund works very closely with Chateau Gateau. And these bags that you've used to replace your plastic bags, I think is phenomenal. You're not even offering plastic bags anymore. But these Chateau Gateau bags that you can get, 20 Rand.
20 Rand.
That's it.
Yes.
1 Rand going to the Sunflower Fund.
Correct.
And they are the ideal beach bag. I mean, this weekend is December. I can't believe it already. The ideal beach bag, a great sleepover bag, an excellent shopping bag when you want to just pop off to the local shop and you want to do your groceries and you want to take your own bag with, 20 bucks. Mm. So where did this idea come from?
It was all part of our journey in saying, what can we look at now in our business? What can we eliminate next? And the bags was one that we knew we had to do. So we worked on a bag that's been custom made for us. It holds 3 cakes as well as all the other goodies that you've discussed, explained. And it's a proudly local bag. It's made here in Durban. We didn't go overseas to get it produced. And again, it's just been an education drive to our customers to say, you really don't need that clear plastic bag. Either bring your own, or, you know, while you're here, 20 bucks and 1 round to the Sunflower Fund, and everybody is
happy. It's a cool looking bag. So this is what's happened. The packaging you guys changed a year ago. In that year, straws gone.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee lids almost gone. It's our choice though, which I also like. You're giving us a choice, but almost gone. Plastic bags gone. So it's like, hold your cake proudly or get one of these beautiful bags. Plus, we're adding to the Sunflower Fund. Beside that, there is something huge, and I have to say a big congratulations, because I believe that yesterday Chateau Gateau extended to the Western Cape.
Correct.
Congratulations, yeah. Both of you.
Yeah, we're so proud. It's been a long time. 18 months we've been looking, and we're opening in Durbanville. We've opened in Durbanville, and we're so excited about it, yeah.
So what is it like now with this brand new market in Cape Town? I mean, because this brand is so much bigger than anything we could imagine, this extension into the Cape. I mean, just tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's been so interesting online, because the love from Durbanites for our brand who've moved to Cape Town, they're so busy on social media sharing and commenting and tagging their family and their friends down in the Cape and saying, oh my gosh, look, he's coming, you know, the excitement factor. And it's really been fueled by our Durban community, you know, extending down into Cape Town and really getting the excitement going. So we're hugely grateful to everybody who's just been part of you know, the hype pre-opening, and we're just so excited to be in Cape Town now.
I think the Cape consumer is very discerning.
Yeah.
Not that the KZN consumer isn't, but it's a very competitive market in Cape Town, and you really have to be confident that the consumer is going to like your brand and like your product. And so we've really looked at it very closely, and we are completely confident that it's going to succeed in Cape Town.
Well, somewhere else that I think is going to succeed amazingly, and this also just gives me goosebumps, because when I hear that another Chateau Gâteau is opening, it's just like, yes, man. So now tell me about the opening in Pietermaritzburg. Where, when, how can we get involved? When can we go and eat?
Well, we're opening on the 5th, which is next week, at Liberty Midlands Mall. And it's the most beautiful, beautiful new store at the centre there. And just like Cape Town, a long time coming. You know, the Pietermaritzburg community have been travelling for many, many years into Durban to buy Chateau Gâteau products. We know there's huge brand love and loyalty in that area. And again, the excitement factor from people in Maritzburg has just been overwhelming.
So where can we find the store in Liberty Midlands Mall? Where exactly can we find it?
It's at the Pick and Pay entrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in the atrium, right next to the Pick and Pay entrance.
The Sunflower Fund, very close to the heart of Chateau Gâteau. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do together.
Well, we work with the Sunflower Fund nationally, here in KZN, down in the Cape, and throughout Gauteng as well. And we work in partnership with the team to help to raise funds. And our major work is really being a draw card for people to come to events, so they get the chance to indulge in our products, to win prizes. And really, we're just we're part of the whole experience of a Sunflower Fund event, whether it's a ball or a breakfast. And you know, these events that are so well attended, they're raising phenomenal amounts of money. We've been involved closely with them for a number of years now, and are really committed to carrying on this incredible relationship with them. And our bags, really, it was such a simple decision. We're going to do this for the Sunflower Fund. Let's just do it. It wasn't really a big discussion at all. We knew that that's where we wanted to, you know, send some extra money.
Patisserie with passion.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you very much for coming in. Speaking to us again.
Thanks, Kerry.
And again, happy 21st birthday. Really, really, I think that what you're doing is amazing. And again, congratulations on opening in Cape Town yesterday.
Yay.
And good luck for Pietermaritzburg for next week.
Definitely. On the 5th, come and see us.
I would love to. And if someone wants to get hold of you, what are your online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? How do we find you?
Facebook and Instagram. Just look under Chateau Gâteau and you'll find us. Those are our two major platforms. Otherwise, you can visit us at our website, which is chateaugâteau.co.za.
Anna, Malcolm. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Kerry.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.